Mike Zuzulo is on the line to help us take a look at these numbers, see what they mean for the day. Hi, Mike. Thanks so much for being with us from Atchison, Kansas, and Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting.
Great to be with you again, Todd. Happy Friday to you. And as you say, please be safe out there.
And tell me about harvest in your area at the moment.
It's clipping along pretty quickly at this stage, Todd. We missed some rains, and although it's been a little bit cool, so it's been a little bit slow in the mornings, we're starting to pick up quite a bit on corn. Talked with some fellows yesterday at a meeting, and 160 catches a lot of the corn around here. That's about average. There are some areas that did not get drowned out and better dirt north of me that are registering 180 to 220 in fields. I would say that's probably 10 to 15% of the crop. The guys are very happy with the crop yields so far in the corn compared to last year and the year prior especially. I think they're nervous about the beans. We're not getting a lot of beans done yet. It seems like they're taking their time on dropping leaves and getting dried down enough.
Okay, so why are beans higher today?
Well, I think the week as a whole, if you go all the way back to China's commodity import data that came out Sunday night from their General Agriculture Authority, you see the agriculture commodity imports very, very strong. Their corn imports year to date as of the end of August up 173% from last year. Beans are up 10% still. Meal up 200%. Even bean oil is up about 40%. So you add that, I think, to the weekly export sales, and you have a fundamental case built why you don't need to make new lows and go through that 855 area that we've tested, I think, about three times since late August. Then you throw on top of that, I think, the most important factor, and that is the technicals. We've got a situation where the crude oil is going through its 50-day moving average in the December contract, and we have now a stimulated buy signal in the stochastics and the oscillators in that Bloomberg grain index that I keep track of for clients and subscribers. First buy signal, Todd, since June, only the second one of this calendar year, and it's only the fifth crossover in this stochastic oscillator that I've kind of optimized and trimmed so that we don't get a lot of false breakouts. It's only the fifth one since the end of 2013. So I just think, simply put, there's some technical fund-driven investment money starting to come in. So today's a pretty important week for that grain index.
Now, this is pretty good news, especially at the beginning of the harvest, if we might be able to put the lows in and turn this marketplace around.
Yeah, it is, and I think it's very necessary to have that happen, because whether you're in eastern Kansas, Missouri, western Missouri, or going all the way over into Indiana and Ohio, the talk on the phone right now from producer clients that I have been having is, my best ground is my most expensive cash rent ground, and it's yielding me the worst, and I'm getting the worst revenue per acre. So we really can't live off the crop insurance this year. We really need to have a substantial rally, especially in the corn market. I think beans, the producers are willing to dump them and come back in on paper. But the corn market, I think they really are needing a rally at this point, or we're going to have a tough time as we get into the first part of the calendar year of 2016.
Nice to see that beans have managed to trade above $9 in at least a couple contracts.
Yes, and we did go below the Brazilian price. You know, the Gulf beans here in the United States were around $3.60 a ton, a little bit underneath that, and that was at the beginning of this week. And the Brazilian Paranagua port beans were running around $365 a ton last time I checked. And so I think one of these markets that we've set up here is that we've got big yields coming in on beans. That's been priced in. The trade went back to what's the demand doing, and I think that low price is curing the low price. We are garnering more demand. It would be a different story if we were dropping and we were all of a sudden not seeing increased demand. And I would say that about the wheat as well. All of a sudden, the wheat is taking on more supply fears, more weather fears coming out of Ukraine and Black Sea, and has had another very strong week, a third week in a row. We wouldn't have been able to build these kind of weeks together with this kind of fundamental news had it not been for the technicals, in my view. And again, I'd put that right back at the heart of the crude oil and the dollar interplay with those investment funds.
Staying with the soybeans just a little bit, the signatures put on the contracts yesterday in Iowa were good news, 484 million bushels of U.S. soybeans, which is the largest ever, both in number of bushels and in total purchase. However, I made note it's over 2 years.
I wouldn't classify it anything more than neutral. If it had been a negative feature, it may have taken away from some of these import numbers that we got on Sunday night in terms of year-to-date imports from China. But I didn't look at it as a necessarily positive piece of news. I think it was just one more piece in the puzzle that probably kept the bears on the sidelines.
And finally, Hogs and Pigs report is due out this afternoon.
Yeah, you've got a big hogs and pigs report here, because what we've seen now is the October hogs and the December hogs have gotten up to target levels for hedging for my clients and producers and subscribers. And so I'm really on kind of in the red zone right now to get some hedges in place unless I get a bullish report, and especially given what's happened in the fat cattle here. We've got a very competitive market now with fat cattle much, much cheaper than they should be, in my opinion. So hogs and pigs report, unless we get a bullish report today, probably start laying in some fourth quarter hedges.
Looking forward to hearing about those numbers from you when we talk during the closing market report.
Yes, sir. Thank you.